Today, the ninth day of the blessed month of Brahmahutab, may God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 50 AD, Saint Conan departed. This saint was from a city called Antonius in Syria to health and parents who worshipped the stars. When he grew, he heard the preaching of the apostles, so he believed and was baptized by their hands. Many virtues as purity, chastity, pity, and mercy were manifested in his life. His parents wished to wed him, but he refused. They forced him to get married, but he agreed with his wife to keep their virginity and lived as such for a period for a time. God granted him the gift of performing miracles and casting out evil spirits. He attracted his parents, his wife and her parents, to the faith of the Lord Christ. This saint preached the gospel and many of the heathens believed on his hands. One day, one of the unbelievers went to pagan temple to offer sacrifice to the idols. When Saint Conan knew this, he entered the temple and entreated God to uncover the truth of this man. A voice came out of one of the idols declaring that the idol was the work of Satan and not of God. All the people who were present cried out, saying, "One is the God of Saint Conan," and they believed in the Lord Christ and were baptized. When the deputy of Emperor Claudius Caesar heard about the account of his saint, he brought him and proposed to the saint to worship the idols, but he refused and confessed his faith in the Lord Christ. He commanded to bind him and to severely beat him. The people of the city who were present jumped over the soldiers, freed the saint from their hands, and brought him to his house, took care of his wounds until he became well. When he finished his good strife, he departed in peace. The believers made his house a church and laid his body in it, from which many signs and wonders were manifested. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, amen. On this day also, the world, the martyrdom of Saint Andrianus, Martha, his wife, Eusebius, Arminius, and 40 martyrs. They were natives of Rome. They suffered many tortures, for they refused to worship God, made of gold and silver, and they shouted, saying, "We worship one God, the Creator of heaven and earth, and our King Jesus Christ." They were all beheaded by the sword, and they received a crown of martyrdom. The blessings of their prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Yeah.